From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Mikita surrendered yesterday to officials in Gilpin County after this week's grand jury indictment on 9 charges. The indictment also named former Undersheriff Paula Presley as a defendant on all counts and former Commander John San Agustin on 2. All 3 are currently bonded out. A court date has not yet been set. The Pikes Peak Ranger District has temporarily closed the Crags area because of trees posing a risk to the public. KRCC's Dana Cronin has more.
The closed area includes 2 popular outdoor destinations, including the rocky outcropping known as the Crags and the Devil's Playground Trail leading to the summit of Pikes Peak. Pikes Peak District Ranger Oscar Martinez says it could take up to 2 weeks of work to remove the hazardous trees.
These are fairly big trees, and when you add the size, the location, the condition, they're fairly complex trees to bring down. So it can't just be any crew doing it. It has to be basically those folks that we have that are certified to cut these complex kind of trees.
Martinez says the multitude of dead trees is due to a spruce beetle infestation as well as root rot, and encourages visitors to be aware of their surroundings once the closure is lifted. For KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
Crews have started work on rehabbing culverts in southeastern Colorado. They include work on State Highway 109 near the Purgatory River, State Highway 96 near Sugar City, and U.S. Highway 385 north of Granada. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the work should have minimal impact on drivers, but could include occasional lane and shoulder closures. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.